it's time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Thank you, Lord.
Eshelua.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Eshelua.
Well, give me a J. I didn't hear you. Give me a J. Give me an E. Give me an S. Give me a U. Give me an S. Who is that?
Jesus.
King of kings.
Jesus.
Lord of lords.
Jesus.
Lamb of God.
Jesus.
The word of God.
Jesus.
The I am that I am.
Jesus.
Come on, give me a Hallelujah. Tonight is going to be different. Tonight is going to be wonderful. Tonight is going to be fantastic. Tonight is going to be fabulous. Tonight is going to be fantabulous. Tonight is going to be hallelujahistic.
Hallelujah.
All right. Sit down for a while. It says,
Hallelujah.
How many of you know that God is a youth?
Eyan melo lo mo pe odo ni Olorun bi anse.
He never grows old.
Anything ki darugbo ni.
He's the same yesterday, today and forever.
Okan na ni lana ati loni ati titi lai lai.
Is the I am that I am.
Only a mini TJ mini.
It's not the I was that I was.
If any toti wa, tosi wa.
The I am that I am.
A mini TJ mini.
When Jesus rose from the dead,
nigba ti Jesus ti dide nu oku,
he rose as a 33-year-old man.
O ti dide gege bi omo odun metalelogbon.
So Jesus is a youth.
Jesus o si je odo.
Let every you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody asked me, he said, who is a youth?
Eni kan bi awon baba wa lere pe ta ni odo na.
I said, if you are older than I, you are an elder.
Pe ti o ba dagba ju awon baba wa lo o je agba.
If you are younger than I, you are youth.
Ti o ba si je pe o dagba to won odo ni o.
So he said, and then what about you? I say, I'm in the boundary. When the elders gather, I'm the youngest elder. When the youth gather, I'm the oldest youth. Oh, yes.
Benny.
There's nobody here that we ever forget tonight. For those of us who are youths, this is a new beginning. A new beginning of joy. A new beginning of victory. A new beginning of promotion. Of success. Of anointing. Of power. Of revival. Shout hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Oh, hallelujah. Well, I'm excited, so.
Inu me dum.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ese o Jesu.
I want to teach you a song.
Afe ko wa ni ori kan.
Some of you know it.
Opolopo wa lo mo ori yi.
But I want you to sing it my own way.
Sugba afe ka ko ni ona ti wa.
My own way might be just slightly different from your own way.
Ona ti awa pa mo ori yi o le yato si ona ti won fe fi ko wa yi.
Some of you don't know it at all.
Opo ni o ti e mo ori yi rara.
So if you don't know it, write it down.
Ti a o ba mo ori na e je ka ko sile.
It's based on Psalm 40.
Inu we ori Davidi ori ogoji ni.
From verse 1 to 3.
Lati ese ikini de ese iketa nibe.
Now it says, he brought me out of the miry clay.
O wi pe o mu mi ja o mi mi jade kuro ninu erupe ile.
That's the first line. He brought me out of the miry clay.
O mu mi jade wa lati inu erupe re.
He set my feet on the rock to stay.
O fi ese mi ka ori apata o si fi sise mi lele.
He set my feet on the rock to stay.
O fi ese mi ka ori apata o si fi sise mi lele.
He put a song in my mouth to sing.
O fi orin si mi lenu lati ko.
He put a song in my mouth to sing.
O fi orin si mi lenu lati ko.
And so I can shout hallelujah.
Ati nitori eleyi mo le ke hallelujah.
And so I can shout hallelujah.
Nitori idi eleyi mo le ke hallelujah.
And then the chorus goes like this.
Egbe re si wa lo bayi.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus lifted me.
Hallelujah, 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 Jesus, baby, it's okay.
Hallelujah, I'm a genio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, baby, it's okay.
You sing that one 3 times. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, baby, it's okay. I'll call it better.
And then the last line says, glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me.
Ni ti ele keta wa so pe ogo hallelujah Jesus gbe mi soke.
Glory hallelujah Jesus lifted me.
Ogo hallelujah Jesus gbe mi soke.
So we will begin line by line. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to sing. He put a song in my mouth to sing, and so I can shout hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me, glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. One more time. He brought me out.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me, glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me.
All right, what happens at the headquarters?
O sele ni ya ijowa.
A woman came.
Obiri kan wa.
She had a problem.
O ni wahala.
Whatever she ate, she must vomit. She has spent all her money. No cure. So she came to church. And I think that day, God just said we should shout three hallelujah loudly. The first hallelujah she wanted to shout. And she shouted hallelujah, a worm jumped out of her mouth. And that was the end of her problem. So whenever we get to hallelujah, you really shout. Shall we stand now?
He
brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to sing. He put a song in my mouth to sing, and so I can shout hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. He brought me out of the valley. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my mouth to sing, and so I can shout hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. time.
He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the righteous clay. He put a song in my mouth to sing, and so I can shout, hallelujah, 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 Jesus delivered me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus delivered me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus delivered me.
Now go ahead and bless the name of the Lord. Let's worship Him. Let's magnify His holy name. Let's bless the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the I Am that I Am, the Ancient of Days, the Unchangeable Lord. Oh, yes, we bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. We bless your name. You have put a new song in our mouth to sing. And we can shout hallelujah. We can shout hallelujah. We can shout hallelujah. We can shout hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Lord. Oh, we worship you. We adore you. We magnify your holy name, Lord. Oh, we bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, Lord of Lords. Thank you, the I Am that I Am. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord said there is someone here.
Oluwa wipe enikan be ni.
Every curse that you had inherited.
Gbogbo awon egun to ti jogun.
Are broken tonight. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Blessed be your name, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord. And so, Father, we bless your name. We magnify your name, Lord. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the I Am that I Am. You are the Ancient of Days. You are the Rock of Ages. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Father, take all glory tonight. Shake the heavens. Shake the earth. Let there be miracles. Let there be signs. Let there be wonders. Let there be salvations. Let there be healings. Let there be deliverances. Let there be joy. Let there be victories. Let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. For we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Well, let somebody shout hallelujah now.
Hallelujah.
Turn to your neighbor. And tell him or her. Man, God is great.
Arakore Olorun tobi. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And then you may be suited.
Yes, Jackie, I
don't. Oh, man. Mark chapter 2.
Mark, what are you kidding?
From verse 1 to 12.
How can I say, can you see, Keji Lanibe?
Somebody has an appointment with Jesus today.
Any adon pelu Jesu Christi loni.
Oni pade se pelu.
Oni pade se pelu Jesu loni.
And again he entered into Capernaum after some days.
Nigbati o si tun wo Capernaum lo leyin ijo melo kan.
And it was noised that he was in the house.
Okiki kan yi ka pe o wa ninu ile.
And straightway many were gathered together.
Lojukana opo eniyan si pe jo to be.
In so much that there was no room to receive them.
Ti aye ko si fun won mo.
No, not so much as about the door.
Ko si titi de enu ona.
And he preached the word unto them.
O si waasu oro na fun won.
And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy. Which was born of four. And when they could not come now unto him for the prayers, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there, and reasoning in their hearts, why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say arise and take up thy bed and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thy house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, in so much that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. When you get home tomorrow morning, everybody will look at you with amazement. Jesus came into a house. And the first thing we noticed in this story was that it was noised about. You see, wherever Jesus is, there will be noise. One of the reasons why some churches are called dead churches is because there's no noise there. Because Jesus is not there. Wherever Jesus is, there must be noise. Why? Because Jesus is life.
And wherever life is, there must be noise. That is why they say, as silent as graveyard. Anywhere that is too silent, you can be sure death is there. And the Bible tells us in John chapter 1 verse 4, he said, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And in John 11 verse 25, Jesus Christ said, I am the resurrection and the life. And in John 14 verse 6, Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Wherever there is life, there must be noise. That's why the Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the
Lord.
So if you know you are still breathing, let me hear you shout hallelujah. Also, wherever Jesus is, there is power. And wherever power is, there is noise. Oh, if you don't believe me, go to the airport. When an aeroplane wants to take off, there's a lot of power. I mean, you see a vehicle that is carrying at times more than 300 people, and it wants to leave the ground and go into the air, it's going to require tremendous power. So when the engine starts and power begins to surge, there'll be noise. So wherever there is no noise, you can be sure there is no power. When someone is seriously sick, you find that you can hardly hear the voice. When power comes, the noise will come. If a child is born dead, there'll be no noise. But if that child is alive, and there is power in the little baby, the noise will announce that something powerful, something living has been born. And in Matthew 28 verse 18, the Bible says, all power in heaven and on earth have been given to Jesus. Enough power to make every knee bow. The same power that can raise the dead even when the dead have been dead for 4 days. The same power that can loose any captive, no matter how many demons might be binding him. Now, so if you believe that the power of God is going to do something extraordinary in your life tonight, let me hear you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Thank you, Lord. Now, wherever Jesus is, there is joy. And wherever there is joy, there is noise. You know very well what happens. When your team scores a goal, you can be sure whatever your degree, it doesn't matter how many PhDs you have. When your team scores a goal, and joy fills your heart, you will shout, "Go!" Now, when Jesus Christ was born, in Luke chapter 1, verse 8 to 14, the angels announcing his birth, they told us that they have brought us good news of great joy. And then Jesus Christ said in John 15, verse 11. John 15, verse 11. He said, "Ask till your joy be full." And then the Bible said in Psalm 16, verse 11. Psalm 16, verse 11. He said, "In the presence of the Almighty God, there is fullness of joy." And I have it on authority from the Almighty God that all of you who are here tonight, it doesn't matter how big your sorrow may be, you are going home with joy. Now if you believe that, shout hallelujah. Now, wherever Jesus is, there are bound to be testimonies. And people who have testimonies always make noise. When the layman by the beautiful gate was healed, when he got up, the Bible said he was walking, he was leaping, and he was praising God. Those who have testimonies always make noise. And I am sure of one thing. There will be at least three people here tonight who will have testimonies. Myself, my wife, and one fellow. Three people at least will have testimonies here tonight. If you are one of the three, let me hear you shout hallelujah. Jesus is, heaven comes down. Anywhere Jesus is, there will be pure heaven. And like I've shared with you before, anybody who does not like noise should not go to heaven. I told you, somebody asked me, "Why are you Pentecostals so noisy?" I said, "Because we are preparing for heaven." Because heaven is a noisy place. When you read Revelation chapter 19, verse 1 to 6, Revelation 19, verse 1 to 6, you will hear that over there, when they shout hallelujah, it sounds like mighty thunderings.
Because there are multitudes upon multitudes shouting the hallelujah.
Nítorí àwọn àkàníyé ẹgbẹẹgbẹ̀rún àkàníyé ènìyàn ló kí hallelujah lọ.
And I know there are some people here today who are going to heaven.
Mo sì mọ̀ pé àwọn èèyàn kan wà ní ìtí wọn táwọn náà lọ sọ́run.
If you are on your way to heaven, shout hallelujah.
Nínú wa kí hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. So it was noised about that Jesus was in the house. Wherever Jesus is, there is noise. As a result of this, Satan always trembles whenever Christians are shouting. Because from experience, he knows very well that when children of God begin to shout, it means one thing. God is present. Oh, when you read 1 Samuel chapter 4, from verse 5 to 8.
1
Samuel chapter 4, verse 5 to 8. The Bible says the children of Israel were fighting the Philistines. So the children of Israel sent for the Ark of the Covenant. And when the Ark of the Covenant came into the camp, the children of Israel shouted. When the Philistines heard their shout, they trembled. What is the meaning of this shouting? Somebody said, God has come to camp. How many of you know God is already here? How many of you want to say welcome to him? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. Satan trembles when children of God begin to shout. Oh, he knows that women normally love to shout. Oh, God bless the women. But Satan also knows that men, well, you know, they want to be men. So anytime Satan hears men shouting, he knows there is trouble coming his way. So brothers, hello, let me hear you shout hallelujah. I think that brother got excited. Because the devil knows that it was the men who shouted when the wall of Jericho fell. Let me hear you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, after the wall of Jericho fell, and the men were taking spoil, it was now the women who shouted. So now, let me hear the sister shout hallelujah. Glory. Shake hands with one or two people and say the devil is in trouble today.
Hallelujah.
The devil knows that when people of God begin to make a noise, make a noise, particularly joyful noise, he knows that victory is around the corner. You know, the Bible says in Psalm 47, verse 1 to 3. Psalm 47, verse 1 to 3. He said, clap your hands, all ye people. And then shout unto God with the loud voice of triumph. Thank you, Jesus.
Eshe Jesu.
The Lord said there is somebody here.
Oluwa so pe enikan wa ni.
You have not been hearing very well because your hair lobe have been perforated.
E o ma gbo wa daada nitori pe awon to ma mu ni gboran ninu eti o ti luho poroporo.
But now if anybody whispers to you, you can hear very well.
Papa.
Right. So, it was noise about that Jesus was in the house. And you know what that one is telling you? That if you want to be famous, famous, get hooked to Jesus. Because wherever Jesus is, there will be noise. And anyone who is hooked to Jesus, they will noise about you. Every youth desires to be famous. I've never met a youth who does not want to be successful. I don't know any youth that does not want to be recognized. Elders, for example, they don't take part in beauty competition. Elders have they've settled.
Ati awon agba Olorun ti bidi e kale.
You don't find an elder flexing his muscle.
A o le ri awon agba ti won bere si ni won ma nfege tabi pe won gbege soke.
It's only youths who do those things.
Awon odo la ma ba niru awon ere bayi.
And if you find an elder who says he's going for beauty competition, you know he needs attention.
Ti a ba si ri agba to lo fe lo se idije ewa.
It is we youths who want to be famous. We want to be number one. We want to be recognized. And the only way, get yourself hooked onto
Jesus.
In Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 to 20. He said to Peter,
Osopun
and Co.
Ati awon
he said, follow me, I will make you fishers of men. What he was saying then was, follow me and I will make you famous. Because if Peter had not followed Jesus, he would have lived and died an unknown fisherman. There were thousands of fishermen in his days. But only those who followed Jesus became known today.
Because
the Bible says promotion comes from God. So Jesus was in the house. And it was noised about. Wherever Jesus is, there
will
be noise. Anyone wants to be famous, permanently famous, hook yourself to Jesus. No, I know some of you will say, but what about those who became ministers and commissioners without being hooked to Jesus? For how long? Once upon a time, when I was young, when I was younger, we have a subject in school they call civics. And they used to ask us questions. Who is the Minister of Education? And you will mention his name. Who is the Minister of Finance?
Minister ati isowo nanko.
Okotiebo.
Also,
but now,
so what is it?
If you ask your son, who is the Minister of Finance?
The minister at his own.
He will ask you, which year? Pastor forever. Because you are not a pastor by election. So they cannot vote you out. When Jesus puts you somewhere, you are there forever. Do I hear your amen?
All
right. So Jesus was in the house. And it was noised about. And then many people gathered. You were gathered here today. It is difficult for me to say how many thousands are here. But you are gathered unto who? I can't hear your name. Call the name loud and clear. You see, Jesus draws men like a magnet.
Jesus Christ, o ma nfa awon eniyan gege bi ohun to nfa mi.
Because he is our source.
Nitori pe Jesus yi ni orisun wa.
According to John chapter 1 verses 1 and 3.
Gege bi iwe Johannu ori ikini ese ikini si iketa se wi.
John 1 1 and 3.
Johannu ori ikini ese ikini si iketa.
It says in the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God.
Oni ni ateko se ni oro wa, oro wa pelu Olorun, Olorun si ni oro na.
And by him were all things made.
Nipa oro yi ni a fi da ohun gbogbo.
Including you and I.
Ati adao nipase oro yi ati emi pelu.
So he is our source.
Oh na ni orisun wa.
And the beauty of it is that because he's our source,
to wa re wa ju lo nbe ni pe nitori pe o je orisun wa yi.
Is the one who can solve all our problems.
Oh na leni kan soso eyi to le yanju gbogbo wahala ti lasigbo aye wa.
When we are happy, we draw near him. When we are happy, and when we are sad, we draw near him. Because he's the only one who can solve all our problems. Now, when the people gathered together, the Bible said he preached the word to them. He was preaching the word to them. Now I like that one very much. Because here we find the word preaching the word. The word from the beginning was preaching the word. And he tells you one thing straight away. Any service where they are not preaching the word, Jesus is not there. Whenever you begin to hear,
Hey man, when I was in LA, they gave me a Cadillac. Hey, shout hallelujah, somebody. That's not Jesus. And one thing I have discovered, you may be able to deceive some elders with that kind of joke. You cannot deceive the youth for long with that kind of joke. Because one thing I have noticed about us youths is we want the truth. Because we have discovered that it is the truth that will set us free. And somebody is going to be free tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. The Lord said there's a lady here. Anytime your monthly period is coming, you always have back-bending pain. My daddy asked me to tell you no more. So Jesus preached the word to them. And you know the Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will remain forever. The Bible says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. That's why I've always told you, anything I say that is not supported by the Bible, don't take it. Or if I tell you something that is supported from the Bible today, and then tomorrow I say, I am not sure it is true anymore, just ignore that one. Forever, O Lord, thy word is what? And you know what the word of God says? Particularly for those of us, the youths. It says, say ye to the righteous, he shall be. Tell the fellow next to you, my tomorrow will be alright. And then they brought to him a sick man. Whenever your body is in trouble, take it to the manufacturer. Whenever you are sick, take your body to Dr. Jesus. Oh, thank God for medical doctors. May the Almighty God bless them. I love them. I have many of them as my children. And I know many, many more of you will still do mercy. I love them because they kept me alive till I met Jesus. Even though they punctured my buttocks several places, they kept me alive. But the moment I met Dr. Jesus, things changed. Things will change for you tonight in Jesus' name. Oh, you can go to the University of Lagos Health Center to check. Ask for my file. From 1969 to 1973. The file was big. Every week, every 2 weeks, somebody will come there.
Myself or my wife or my children. All of a sudden, no more entry in the fire. Why? Because I met Dr. Jesus. I have a new doctor. I have the doctor of doctors. I have the one who can give spare parts. Now Dr. Jesus is here tonight. And he's going to heal your bodies, your souls, your spirits, your marriages, your finance. I didn't hear your amen. They brought to him a sick man. You see, long ago, Jesus gave an open invitation. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But you see, that invitation is for only those who are tired of suffering. If you can still manage your problems, you don't need to come to Jesus. But I know some of us here tonight, we are tired of sufferings. We are tired of failure. We are tired of sorrow. So we are coming to Jesus today. And he's going to give us rest. Now, they brought to him one sick of the palsy. Oh, thank you, Lord. The Lord said there is someone here. You had an insect bite. And it became a sore. And the sore refused to heal. Daddy asked me to tell you.
Daddy Nika sofu.
Check during break time.
See, I hear water. Nika ti abani simirangwe.
The sore is already gone.
Ati wodi ego yusa.
Thank you, Jesus. All right. Now, the Bible said they brought to him one sick of the palsy.
Bible is open. Agbe ni kato wa eto ni awe egba.
No name.
Koloruko.
They didn't mention his name.
Whoa,
that should tell you something important. You see, when you study the Bible very well, you will find that whenever somebody is important, they will mention his name and his father's name. I mean, for example, in Matthew chapter 4, verse 21. They said, James, the son of Zebedee. That means that fellow is important. They mention his name, they mention his father's name. But when the fellow is not so important, when the father is not a famous man, they will just mention his name. And like in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1. 1 Kings 17, verse 1. Oh, Elijah the Tishbite.
Hey, Elijah, Allah Tisibi.
Of the inhabitants of Gilead. They didn't mention his father's name. Because his father's name just didn't matter. Now, when the fellow they are talking about is a total nobody, the father is nobody, himself nobody, then they will say one.
They brought to him one sick of us. Maybe you are here today and you are one.
Boya, awa na dabi enikana.
Nobody knows your father.
Ko seni to mo baba re.
Maybe you don't even know him yourself.
Boya iwa baba oti e gbojumo.
Your mother may not even know.
Boya won boya mama re papa oti e mo.
And nobody knows you.
Ko seni to mo.
I mean, you are the type that will go to a gathering and they will say, "Who asked you to come?" The moment you get hooked up to Jesus, suddenly you become somebody. Because the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 8, he said he will take beggars from the dunghill and he put them on the throne. I know there is someone here tonight. Nobody knows you. Nobody knows your father. But because you are going to hook up to Jesus tonight, the world will know you before you die. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. Revelation 1, verses 5 and 6. He said, he has made us priests and kings to his father. In other words, you are looking at King Adeboye. So you have to be careful when you talk to me because you are talking to His Royal Majesty. Tell the fellow next to you, you are sitting next to royalty. Because the Almighty God has made us priests and
kings.
So they brought this man, they said they brought one sick of palsy. They referred to him by his problem. They didn't tell us where he was born. They just referred to him by his problem. Now that's the way the world always describes people. They describe you by your problem. Blind Bartimaeus. Even though God has opened his eyes 2,000 years ago, when they want to refer to him today, what do they call him? Blind
Bartimaeus.
Don't you know that sister in the choir who has no husband?
Oh, marabiri to wa nu akorin ti o roko fe yen ti o loko ni.
You don't know the brother who is always limping, eh? That brother.
Oh, marakunrin ti o ni dada to wa ni ibi egbe kona yen.
No, they won't talk about the good voice.
Oh, ni soro nipa awon ohun titun ohun rere to ni yen.
They won't talk about how many Bible passages you know of her.
Oh, ni soro nipa awon obibeli to mo sori to.
They won't talk about your broad smile. They will talk about that thing in your life that is not good enough. But as the Lord lives, tonight, every reproach in your life is going to be taken away. Why? Because He will give you a new name. He changed Abraham to Abraham. The barren one to the father of multitude. He changed Sarai to Sarah. He can change the name of anybody from the forgotten to the princess. There are people now who have given you a name. Tonight, you will get a new name. The man was sick of palsy. Now, what is palsy?
Kini amu egbayi?
Bible scholars have different interpretation of what a palsy is. But one thing they all agreed upon is this. Anyone who is sick of palsy cannot help himself at all. He can't dress himself. He can't feed himself. He can't help himself. Brethren, help that lady. Glory be to God. Pastors, please pray for that child. Don't worry, the child is going to be all right in a moment. Just that's one of the testimonies of tonight. Let's give the Lord a big hand. Give the Lord a big hand. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Oh, glory for Lord, look here.
The sick of the palsy is somebody who cannot help himself. And that describes almost all the problems that the youths can have. A single girl cannot go and just grab a man and say, whether you like it or not, you must be my husband. So the single may want to marry, but she can't help herself. Even a single boy might not be able to help himself. He could go to his sister and say, thus says the Lord, you are my wife. And the sister may say, get away from here. I'm sure you have heard the story. I heard it from one of my sons. I don't know whether it is true or not, but I heard it from him. He said a sister prayed to God. God, give me anyone, and I will marry him. And shortly after the prayer, a brother came to her and said, sister, thus says the Lord, you are my wife. And the sister looked up to heaven. He said, oh Lord, I said anyone, not anything. I didn't say anything, I said anyone. Now all you brothers that they have been calling anything, you will become someone tonight in Jesus' name. The barren cannot help herself. The barren. The barren wants to have babies. But he can't just go to the market and buy one. And when we talk about a student, thank you, Jesus. The Lord said there is someone here. You shake involuntarily once in a while. As if you have been in the cold. Just once in a while, you shake. The Lord asked me to tell you that is over now. Now, I said, when we talk about a student, all that a student can do is to study. Study very hard. And then go to the exam hall to do the exam. The student cannot mark his paper. So when the student has studied hard and has written the examination, from that stage on, he can no longer help himself. So we find that almost all our problems, like you are looking for a job, you can't just go to the office and say, whether you like it or not, I am now the manager here. Almost all the problems that youths could have could come under the heading palsy. But glory to God, there is the helper of the helpless, and his name is Jesus, and he's going to help you tonight. I didn't hear your amen now. Oh, thank you, Father. The Lord said there is a student here. Anytime you get to the examination hall, you forget everything you have learned. The Lord asked me to tell you, next time, you are going to surprise your examiners. And there must be some students to my left. Now, they brought a man sick of palsy. Born of four. This is how I knew immediately that this is a story about youths. Four people carried their friend to Jesus. And everybody knows, like the first speaker was saying, there is one thing that is common to all youths. They are strong. The Bible even said it in 1 John chapter 2, verse 14. 1 John chapter 2, verse 14. The Bible says, I write to you, young men, because you are strong. Let your hallelujah sound strong. That's one thing about youths. And the Almighty God will use your strength for His glory. Then number two about youths is that they take friendship seriously. When a youth says he's your friend, you can rely on him. They take friendship seriously. They are yet to see the world. They are yet to see enemies that pretend to be friends. And you can never find a better friend than Jesus Christ. And he says, I am ready to call you my friend if you are willing to do whatsoever I tell you. And the Bible says that when he loves his own, he loves them till the very end. So, these friends, these four friends, they saw that here is a friend. He's sick of the palsy. He can't help himself. We can't help him. But we know someone who can help him. So they grabbed him and they brought him to Jesus. Somebody brought you to Jesus. Brethren, you too must bring your friends to Jesus. You would have noticed by now that if your friend joins the cult, it is not going to be long before he asks you to come and join. Now we are in the society of Jesus. Our own society is not a secret society. We meet where everybody can come. We don't lock the doors when we want to hold our meetings. We are the society of light. Go and bring your friends to Jesus. Because you are strong. When you find your friends that are weak, carry them to Jesus. Even if you have to drag them, bring them to Jesus. Whatever method you have to use, bring your friends to Jesus. Tell your friend, be a soul winner. Bring your friends to Jesus. And so they brought this man. And then when they got to where Jesus was, they found that they could not come near him because of the crowd. Now I know very well that there are many youths today who could not come near to Jesus because of the crowd. Because there are some people who carry the Bible but they are not Christians. And there are some preachers who are hypocrites. There are some 419 preachers, I know. I know that one for sure. So when some youth say, no, we don't want to come near Jesus because of all these hypocrites, I understand. However, youths, you need to know, there will never be a counterfeit unless there's an original. Search throughout Nigeria. You will never find a counterfeit 100 naira note. Because there is no original. Wherever there's an original, you can find a counterfeit. And wherever you find counterfeit, it means the original is somewhere. And I beg to submit with all humility, well, with all boldness, the real Christians are here. The originals are here. If you are original, let me hear you shout hallelujah. And I'm telling you, if some religious leaders try to keep you away from Jesus, don't let them. Get to Jesus himself. Oh, thank you, Father.
Eshe Baba.
The Lord said there's someone here. For a long time now, you have a strange feeling that you are not alone, even when you are alone. As if some other people are near, but you can't see them. The Lord asked me to tell you, all the unholy company trying to come near you, it has disbanded them. Now, so the youth came and they found that they could not reach Jesus because of the crowd. And then they looked up.
Somebody is going to look up tonight and see Jesus. The doors were blocked. The windows were shut. There was no way they could enter. But they said, there's nobody on the roof. Faith will always find a way. They might have told you that you will never become anything. Tell them they are a liar. Tell them you will find your way to the top. They said there's nobody on the roof. So they climbed the roof. No, when you read this story, unless you imagine what happened, you won't know what they went through. Climbing to the roof without a ladder. That one is not easy. Now that you climb to the roof and then carry somebody to the roof. There's something about youths that I like. When they want to do something, they will do it. That is something all parents need to learn. Please don't force your children to do what they do not want to do. You must do medicine. My son must be a doctor of medicine. And the boy said, all I want to do is fine art. I want to draw. You said, no. In my family, my firstborn must be doctor. Don't waste your money. Find out what he wants to do. Let him do what he wants to do. When he decides to do something, nothing is going to stop him. All the youths that are here tonight, you will reach the top in Jesus' name. They lifted up their eyes and they saw that there was nobody on the roof. And David said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Youths, listen to me. If your uncle says he will not sponsor you, and your parents say, we are not going to help you, look up.
Okay.
There is the help of the helpless.
He
will help you in Jesus' name. So they carried him to the roof. And these youths, they were radicals. They were what? Radicals. Because they did not just carry this fellow to the roof. They broke the roof. Now many people don't even know the meaning of radical. The real radicals are in the church. Anyone who says a radical and is not in the church is a lunatic.
Go
ahead, give the Lord a big hand. That's true.
He said,
I will prove it to you in a moment. Because the most radical of all men is the Lord Jesus. I mean, he is so radical that death cannot even hold him down. I mean, let me hear you shout hallelujah.
When you read Daniel chapter 1, from verse 3 to 8, you see some radical boys.
Daniel,
Shadrach,
Meshach,
Abednego. They ask them to eat food that is offered to idols. They said, no way. No.
Rara o.
We will take no drugs.
Awa o ni jamajele o ni gbe ogun oloro mi.
We are not going to smoke marijuana.
Awa o ni mu awon taba ti ma
taba. Cocaine is not going to touch our mouth.
Awa o ni bi cocaine kenu wa o.
Those are radicals.
Awa ma ko gbere pe odo
ni. They say we are not going to defile our bodies.
Awa o ni ba go ara wa jese.
We will not fornicate.
Awa o ni se agbere.
We will not commit adultery. Anybody else may be doing it, but we will not. Any radical fellow here today? Let me hear you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you read Daniel chapter 3, from verse 13 to 18, Daniel 3, 13 to 18, they asked these youths to bow. Bow to the idol of gold and silver. They said, no way. Don't you know who we are? We are radicals for Jesus. We will not bow to gold. We will not bow to silver. We will not push cocaine. Oh no, we are not going to be prostitutes. Those are radicals. Those are the real radicals. Those people you see in the university carrying knives and guns, killing other people, they don't know what is radical. They are lunatics. Real lunatics will say, Jesus is Lord. The real radicals. When you read about them in Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. Thank you, Father. There is somebody here tonight. There is a boil at the center of your back. That's why you cannot lean on the seat when you sit down. Go ahead, knee now because the boil is already gone. Now, in Daniel chapter 6, verse 10, they said that nobody must pray. Daniel said, you don't know me. I'm radical for God. Not only will I pray, I will open my window so you can see. Real radicals. They pray in the marketplace. They pray in the church. They pray in the classroom. I remember some time ago. I was traveling abroad. And some of my children followed me to the airport. And so when we were about to leave, we joined hands and we prayed. Hey, you should have seen everybody. They were looking at us. They are praying. Is anybody here who is ashamed of Jesus? Are you proud of him?
Yes.
Let me hear you shout Jesus.
Yes.
Some people call themselves Christians. They can't pray in public. And if they pray in public, they pray the headache prayer. Bless the food, oh Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Before anybody can hear. No, when I mean, one of these days we will be able to travel together.
ọjọ́ kan láìpẹ́ sí ìgbà tá wà yìí, a ó jìjọ rìnrìn àjò papọ̀.
And I sit down there in the plane with everybody looking, I pray over my food.
A ó jókòó nínú ọkọ̀ òfurufú, a ó sì gbàdúrà sí oúnjẹ wa lójú gbogbo ènìyàn.
The children of the devil are not ashamed of their father.
Àwọn ọmọ èṣù ojú bàbá wọn ò tí wọn.
When they blow, when they draw their cigarette, they blow the smoke at your face.
Nígbà tí wọ́n bá mu jẹ́gẹ́, tó máa bá mu sìgá wọn.
And when you do this, they say, I hope I'm not bothering you. And you say, no. Of course you are bothering me. I belong to Jesus. How many radicals are here tonight? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. Real radicals. They don't use charms. They don't use daggers. They don't join society where they drink blood. They only use the unusual weapon of prayer. When Saul told David, you can't go and fight Goliath. The boy said, I'm going. This fellow is insulting my God. I will deal with him. He said, all right, in that case, let me put my armor on you. He said, thank you. I'm not used to that. Leave me alone with what I have tried. Radical youths. They know how to praise God. You saw them praising God tonight. And even those who are elders, those who could not really jump like they used to jump anymore, they were tapping their feet. Glory be to God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Youths. Radical youths. Are to be found only in the church. Because Jesus Christ, the most radical of all men, is the head of the church. So they broke up the roof. And you know, the roof of Israel is usually made of concrete. These boys are saying, we have gone too far to turn back.